Blog Talk Radio.
Bring my phone, friend.
Bless you. Lord, bless.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad to see some of you all have come on already. We give God the praise and the glory. We have an exciting show for today. I added more minutes for anybody that would like to talk on the show today. And today we are talking about the rooster God used to bring the Bible. My, my, my. I know you said, when did she get a topic like that? Well, before we start, let me have a moment of prayer. Thank you, God, for today. Thank you for speaking to others in a way that will help them see you, Lord. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for people who help with no thought of recognition or reward. Help me to be one of those people. Help me today, every day, to be a peacemaker for those around me. Help me to do good, to seek peace and pursue it. In Jesus' name, amen, and thank God. Well, today we have a caller already on the air. I'm going to bring her in. And once I start talking, if she decides she want to say something, feel free, call her at area code 281, and her last phone numbers is 5200. You know, today on our topic, the rooster God used to bring revival, you know, literally tens of thousands of sermons have been preached with regards to the event leading to and including portions of scriptures. You know, the reason being because of the event leading up to the crucifixion of Jesus, the betrayal of Judah, and the denial of Christ by Simon Peter. You know, there's a message about the rooster that is mentioned in connection with the denial of Peter. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall crow this day before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. That means he was going to deny Jesus three times. And I'm going to go to the scripture for a few minutes, and then I'll proceed on. I will be coming from Luke, the 22nd chapter, starting at the 31st verse, Luke 22, starting at the 31st verse. And the word of God said, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother. And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death. You got to be careful of what you say you're going to do. Now just keep listening. And verse 34 said, and he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. And in verse 55 it says, and when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall, and Peter sat down together, Peter sat down among them. My, 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 my. Hold on. Someone's trying to get me. Hold on. Praise God. Praise God. the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I don't know what happened. We got disconnected. But today we are talking about a rooster God used to bring revival. And I was reading the last verse when we got cut off in Luke 22 and 55. And the word of God said, "And when they have kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down among them. But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire, earnestly looked upon him, and said, This man was also with him. And he denied him, saying, Woman, I know not him. And after a little while, another saw him and said, Thou art also of him. Peter said, Man, I am not. And about the space of 1 hour after another, confidentially, affirmative saying of a truth, this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean. You know, when we talk about this, the rooster God used to bring revival, when you read those scriptures and see how God told Peter that he was going to deny him, to know that a great number of times throughout the Bible, God reached out over into the animal kingdom and used the fowls of the air, the beast of the field, and the fish in the sea to further his purpose. God used a talking donkey to rebuke Balaam. He used a tied up colt for the triumph entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. The Lord had need of him. You'll find that in Luke the 19th chapter 28 to the 34th verse. God used a great fish as a means of chastening one of his servants, Jonah. Now just think about, in the scripture, here he used a donkey. Another part he used a colt. Another part he used a great fish. So why couldn't he use a rooster? My. You know, there must be some lesson of importance in the story of this rooster. In all that all four of the gospel writers was inspired to mention him in their writing. May we observe some things about the unusual rooster. How did and what he could this rooster crown? When you think about it, he did not try to do what he could not do. All he could do was crow. That was the rooster job. He did not try to bark like a dog, sing like a canary, or brawl like a dunk, but simply crow like a rooster. You know, some of you that live where they have chickens or in the country, or you went to visit some of your parents that was on farms, and you would hear the rooster about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning start crowing. And when you think about that, the rooster. The spiritual lesson is simple. God had a particular work for all his children. He called some to be apostles. He called some to be a prophet. He comes up to be an evangelist. He comes up to be a pastor. He also called some of them to be teachers. You'll find that in Ephesians 4:11 through 12. He expected his children to do what they can to use that talent. That means whatever talent God has given you, use it to the best of your ability. Paul even went so far as to ask, Lord, what will you have me to do? A lot of our in various bodies of Christ ask God that same question. It is not wise to ask the Lord this question unless you mean it. My. You know, are you doing what you can as a Christian? Think about it. Here, Job was not considered important by the world. His crowing would be a common thing. Crowing was about the only thing people expected from a rooster. His crowing, though it was a little thing, usually went unnoticed. You may think something that what little you do goes unnoticed. You may sometimes think, my, what am I doing for the Lord? Are people noticing what I'm doing? Long as God notices what you're doing. It is of God and for God. It is important, and he noticed it. His crowing probably seemed foolish. You'll find that in 1 Corinthians 1:16-18. To the world, our preaching is foolish. So far as the world is concerned, your singing, praying, worshiping, giving, witness, and Bible study is not important. That's what some people feel. These things are not important. But when you're in the body of Christ, worshiping is important. Giving, witness to others, Bible study is very important to our growth. Here, he was not ashamed. He crowed before everybody. He didn't crow. His crowing didn't embarrass him. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, but it is the power of God unto salvation, first to the Jews, then to the Greek. You know, this rooster would not be ashamed to crow in the presence of a king or the rich of the poor, the educated and the uneducated. This reminds us that all need the gospel. May we present the gospel to all regardless of their state in life or their stature. Just think about it. The rooster God used to bring revival. Here he had to use the rooster as we read the scripture. How many times have you denied Jesus? Think about it. The rooster didn't have to crow three times. But how many times you went somewhere and they say, oh, no, I'm not a Christian. Oh, no, I don't know him. Oh, no, you know. Just think about that. Reading the scriptures and you'll find like mine on how things have happened. Is someone trying to get in? And I think that would cut us off. But I'm going to put a song on and see if I can get them to get the right number. And I'll be right back.
Marvin,
it's time to move, yeah.
Right there.
bye, y'all.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Today we are talking about the rooster God used to bring revival. You know, when you read the story of this here, the rooster, you think about if God could use all these things, why couldn't he use a rooster? He was not ashamed. Peter was. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation, first to the Jews, then to the Greek. This rooster would not be ashamed to crow in the presence of a king or the rich or the poor, the educated and the uneducated. This reminds us that all need the gospel. May we present the gospel to all regardless of their status in life. Today we're talking about the rooster God used to bring revival. And when I read in the Word of God how God used these different entities to let you know what all he can use, when he could use a donkey to rebuke Balaam, he could use a tied-up colt for the triumph entrance of Jesus into Jerusalem. God could use a great fish as a means of chastening one of his servants, which was Jonah. And that's what brought me down to when I read the rooster, about the rooster. So why couldn't he's showing you he used the rooster. You know, he was faithful. He crowed at the given time regardless. He crowed whether he felt like it or not. He crowed rain or shine. This is the rooster. He crowed in season and out of season. You'll find that in 2 Timothy 4:2. The faithfulness of many Christians today depends upon their feeling or the weather or a thousand other things. I'm going to say that again. The faithfulness of many Christians today depends upon their feeling. How am I feeling today? Should I go? Should I do this? Oh, it's raining. I'm not going to go today. Or a thousand other things. They thought they need to wash the car, go to the beach, a lot of other things, but they neglecting taking the heed to God. His job was not popular. He woke people up, meaning the rooster. You know, when the rooster crowed, you could have been asleep. God would wake you up hearing the rooster saying, I might not be sounding just like it, but it would wake you up 4 days in the morning, 5 and 6 o'clock in the morning. That was your wake-up call, Jesus and the rooster. It wasn't an alarm clock. It was Jesus and the rooster. You know, his job was to crow loud and arouse all, and you know that's what he done. Sometimes your job for God is not popular with the world. Your job is to arouse people, wake them up to realization of sin and condemnation. That's when the revival come in. Your job involved arousing people to the realization of how bad they are, and that is not popular. You know, he never got discouraged, talking about the rooster. His crowing was a lonely job. Oftentimes in the Lord's service, the servant may become lonely and discouraged. Elijah is an example. 1 Kings 9:4 and then 19, verse 19, you can read that at your leisure. Paul seemed to be lonely on occasion. Notice the verse in 2 Timothy 4:1-20 and verse 16. But then also note verse 17, the Lord stood with me. We letting you know, don't get discouraged. Somebody didn't show up when you invited them, don't get discouraged. Somebody told you they'll meet you at a certain time and they're not there. Here the rooster was not commanded. Let us not become discouraged even when we do not be commanded and commended by men. The Lord is one who will commend us if we are deserving. Serve the Lord with gladness and faithfulness, and hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You know, he did his job well, and God gave the result. This rooster did the best he could. He crowed at the right time, and Simon Peter, the backslider Christian, heard him. What a scene this must have been. Just as the rooster crowed, Jesus turned and looked at Peter as if to say, I told you so, Peter. How many times God had you to do something and you disregard, disobey what the Holy Ghost said? And when it came time for it, just like he told Peter, I told you so. You know, the crowing of the rooster remind Peter of what Christ had said. And he remembered he was convicted. How many of you all convicted things God told you not to do that you did? That the Holy Ghost, and then someone else came to him, which was confirmation. You know, here he went out and wept bitterly. What will it take to make us wake up and weep over our sins? What will it take to cause sinners to be saved? You need to do your job well, and God will give the result. The blessing, the conviction, the conversion, that's where the bringing in the revival came in. And our title today was, The Rooster God Used to Bring Revival to a Backsliding Christian, which was Peter. How many Peters do I have out there today that disobeying God, God told them what to do, they're running from their calling, and he's got to hold a revival to get everybody intact. So when you think about that, being a backslidden Christian, God is trying to get your attention. What is going to take to get your attention to do what God have called you to do? It's time we as Christians stop being disobedient and start doing what God have called us to do. Stop living in a backslidden condition. Start standing up and doing what God have called you to do. Start being attentive to what he said in his word. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'm going to play us something.
You are everything to me. You are everything.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are back to our ending, concluding of our broadcast today, The Rooster God Used to Bring Revival. You know, he wants us to do our job well. God will give us the result and glorify us. We don't have to worry about man or woman glorifying us. Here, the rooster did the best he could. Are you doing the best you can on what God have given you, that you don't have to be a backslider Christian? You know, when you think about the crowing of the rooster reminded Peter of what Christ had said. How many of you all are being reminded today what God have told you to do and have been convicted? To the conclusion of our broadcast today, do your job well, what God have given you. God will give you the result. The blessing that you get comes from God. The conviction and the conversion to turn away from sin, turn away from your wicked ways, and you will hear from heaven. Don't let the rooster crow on your behalf. You go to God for yourself. I thank you all for listening today on The Rooster God Used to Bring Revival. And until next week, please tune in next week. Hope our show don't go off next week, but please tune in next week for another exciting broadcast with an exciting topic that will be coming forth on next week. Looking forward to seeing and hearing on next week. And in Jesus' name, bye-bye. Have a wonderful week.